If you work just for money, you'll never make it. But if you love what you are doing and you always put the customer first, success will be yours.
As you have just listened, customer is the main character of this lesson.
Customer is the key. Without a customer, you can have the best product of the world, but you are not going to sell it.
So business and customers are together.
And that's why we have titled this lesson number 7.
Approaching your customer.
So are you ready to approach your customer?
Adrian and me have listened. Yes, of course. So let's start.
The first thing you have to do is, yes, you now know it from the class, from the lesson before. Research, research, and research.
Yes.
And we can translate it into a word.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the number 1.
Investigate. But what I'm going to investigate?
You have to be Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm. More or less.
And you have to know who you are. That's a very difficult question.
Yes.
Who am I?
You have to know who you are, but you as a businessman or you as a businesswoman.
And your product, of course, because your product is a part of you. And you have to know what you sell.
And then you're asking an interesting question. In which way I'm going to investigate about myself and my product?
We can take a tool that is very useful for that question, to know who am I and who and what I am selling. And if you look at that red square, we can read,
know your added value.
How?
Make a SWOT of yourself.
Elisa, what is that SWOT? SWOT. It sounds to me like Star Wars or something like that.
No. it's a different thing. SWOT stands for strengths, the S. W for weaknesses. O for opportunities. And T for threats.
So, are you telling us that we have to analyze ourselves and our product?
Yes, of course.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to use this powerful tool to analyze, to research, to investigate about us and about our product. But let's start with the S, with the strengths.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about strengths and weaknesses, and these two characteristics are internal factors, and opportunities and threats are external factors.
Identifying our strength and the strength of our product, we're going to identify what makes us different, what makes our product special.
And for this element, for strengths, we can ask ourselves the following questions. For example, what do we do exceptionally well?
What advantage do we have?
Or what do members, customers identify as my strengths?
What valuable assets and resources do we have?
So, as you can see, there are so many questions related to strengths that are valid to know why I am or why my product is unique.
And we have, if you follow the yellow arrow, we have two examples. At the first one, is, for example, one of our strengths could be the location of our business. For example, if we are selling souvenirs, a good location is next to where the passengers arrive.
For example, or if not, where the highlights of the city, where you can visit the highlights of a city.
Another example is, is our product a new, innovative, or even a very exceptional service, that's a strength. Remember, is what make us exceptional.
Mm-hmm. But on the other side, we have the weaknesses. And when we're talking about the weaknesses, there is an important question that we can ask ourselves is, what could we do better? Because if we are talking about the weaknesses of our product, we must be very careful.
Another question is, for example, what are we criticized for or receive complaints about?
Or where are we vulnerable?
So you have to be very careful about all your disadvantages. Some of them, for example, we have two. If you look to the right, follow the yellow arrow, and maybe you have a lack of marketing experience. Marketing is the most important part of selling a product. If you don't promote it, you don't exist.
Mm-hmm. And another one is technology. Imagine that, for example, in technology, or technology is not your greatest strength. Today, you know that if you are not online, you don't exist. So this is a disadvantage and this is a weakness for your business.
Now imagine you have seen a lack in the market of a product and you say, well, it's my opportunity to solve that problem. So let's talk about the opportunities.
Well, now you have to try to identify the opportunities available for your business. These opportunities are caused by external factors, such as market fluctuations and trends.
And that's why you have to investigate, research, and remember, research.
Mm-hmm. What opportunities do we know about but have not addressed? So if you look at the examples of the opportunities, you can see that maybe one of them could be the new international market.
Another one is moving into new market segments.
So consider these options and, of course, others that you are thinking now or you are thinking about a little bit later.
So the opportunities are the chance to reach more customers.
Now it's time to go to threats.
We have to talk about threats again. We have to be very careful. We can't avoid them, but we have to watch out for them because they could put in danger our product or service.
When we are thinking about threats, we must think that if there is something that exists that block our progress, or if our economic condition affecting our financial viability, for example.
Two examples. Let's see to the right. Taxation on your product. You can't avoid taxation because it's by law. So you have to watch for them.
Or maybe you can see price wars in your sector.
So you have to investigate. You have to use this tool to identify your strengths, weaknesses, the opportunities on the market and the threats that can put in danger your business.
And it's important to know that strength for one business is a weakness for others. For example, now I'm thinking, for example, if you decide to carry on with your family business, jewelry, for example, maybe you want to show 100-year history of your family business and you see it as a strength. But if your business is related to technology, what do you think? Maybe you're not interested in showing an old-fashioned brand image.
And of course, you have to keep in mind that you have to keep this tool, this SWOT, updated always. Ask your employees, ask your clients, how do they feel? What do they think about you, your product, your service, the treatment, and update constantly your SWOT.
In this way, you can get as many different perspectives as possible.
Well, once you have done the preliminary SWOT, let's go to the left, because you have to decide what market you want to play in. You can play in all the markets available, because that is wasting your money and wasting your product.
But decide which one is designed for you and for your product.
For example, if you decide to play in the handcrafted product market, well, maybe you don't have to play in the toys market.
Mm-hmm, yes, because you mean that is different the way I create this product and the difference between the toy and a handcraft article.
So now you know your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your threats. You have decided what market you want to play in, and it's time to make your offer attractive.
This is very, very important, because sometimes, I don't know that if maybe you have been in this way, but when you see a product or something that you like, maybe you like more in the way it's prepared, it's decorated, than the product itself.
And there you have to keep in mind the marketing strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So to make your offer attractive.
Yes, on the left you can see a basket full with the different products. I see, you can see that there's something to eat. It's food. But it's completely different when you see these products on the shelf, and in a supermarket, for example, or if you see them more or less in a bag, and then in a basket, they are completely different.
Yes, keep in mind that most of the clients buy the product by its package.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to ask you something. How many times have you bought an article, but only because it's attractive, it's beautiful, it's something like a visual impact?
I'm guilty.
Yes, me too.
So most of the time we buy by impulse, and one of these impulses is the attractiveness of the product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the information about the section number one.
But before going to section number two, now it's time to listen. Did you know that?
Did you know that? Identifying core, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats lead to fact-based analysis, fresh perspectives, and new ideas.
And now we have to put on a prize, so we go to section number two. In which way we say this product is this prize or another one?
The first thing you have to know is that you have to earn money.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously, of course.
Yes.
But you have to put on a price that is attractive to your clients. That's crucial.
And for this, we have to think about what is the market price? In which way we can know this?
We have to research, investigate. Investigate your competitors. Which price do they have, for example?
So you mean that we have to visit some shops or some web pages?
That's right. And after that, you can imagine and make a proposal of your initially price.
And, of course, we have some apps or even in the social network, as we said before, web page or Instagram or Facebook. But We have here, we have got three of them. For example, LinkedIn. Have you listened to LinkedIn?
LinkedIn is a professional network where you can find employees or you can find jobs, but also you can ask experts and you can ask for the price of your product. You can say, hello, everybody, I have this product with these features, and which price do you think is the most accurate for my clients and for me to earn money, of course.
Mm-hmm. So it's very useful. Then we have Glassdoor. Glassdoor is a job and recruiting site that operates online jobs and career community. It helps employers, job seekers, employers and recruiters in finding and sharing information about the companies and jobs that include company reviews or interview questions and office photos, salary details and information to make career decisions. And finally, we have Freelancing Females. Freelancing Females, it's a growing global community and was founded by Taya Myers, a freelance social media consultant.
And Elisa, how can this social network help us?
Well, you can share knowledge and discover new ways to freelance.
And last but not least, you can always make a survey to your clients asking them how much money are they willing to pay for your product, so you can make an idea of the price you have to put on to your product.
That's a good idea. I like it.
So now, after section number two, we are now approaching section number three. Give yourself some runway. That is very important. Relax, breathe.
Because when we say give yourself some runway, of course, this is related to money. And be careful. Although it is tempting to rush toward your goals, build in some time before you leave to save some extra.
And always think about what are you going to spend, because you have some money to keep your business running. So, in which way can we do that? Let's follow the two arrows. Let's start with the left one.
There is one tip. This tip is start with small projects.
Remember, your business has to be scalable. So start with little steps and we have time to make it grow.
Yes, and start with small projects, especially where there is fear of making a bad decision. Think big, but start small.
And keep money on your pocket. So that's why we have to the right, save a period of expense money.
It's not a secret that when you are thinking about a business, you have to think about your income and your expenses. If you are starting a business, you know that every cent counts.
And now, what about number four? We have been talking about making your product attractive, and that's wonderful, that's vital, that's right, but we have to be everywhere in the world. And how we make that without taking a plane or boat?
No, we have the solution. Be active online.
That's right, that's the best way to promote your product. Everyone, well, nearly everyone is on the internet. If you walk around, you can see people looking at their smartphones. Maybe they are chatting or maybe they are looking for information or trying to find a product for them. So you have to be there.
Internet is something like a god. And if you don't exist online, you don't exist, and we mean you don't exist in the business world.
How many times have you listened to, hey, don't you have Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Or hey, I can't believe your shop don't have Instagram to show your products.
Yes, because internet is an open window to show what you sell.
And this, it is very important because being active online helps your clients get in contact with you and talk about your product. And if you are active online, you are going to listen. You are going to listen to what they say, to read what they say, and you can enhance and improve your product.
Mm-hmm. And because of this, it's important that you write the names of these people. Make a list of all your contacts, as you can read on the right.
And keep them in touch.
Yes, of course. And but we have got other tips.
Yes, tip with stars. Mm-hmm. Let's see the first star. The key to success
is providing a marvelous content.
What is a marvelous content? A content that tells us something of interest. I don't want to know how your product is made. That doesn't interest me. I want to know, what can your product do for me? Mm-hmm. That's what interests me, because I'm going to pay attention. Remember, you have to pay attention, or your client have to pay attention, and you have to keep the attention of your clients.
And the second star says that if you are active online, you have to post regularly so customers don't forget about you.
Maybe you are asking now yourself, well, how can I do that? I have my product, I promote it, and now what? Well, ask your clients. Hey, everybody, hello world. What do you think about this wonderful feature? Tell me something. How can I improve it? That's very important, because saying that things, writing that things, you take care of your clients, and we, as clients, that's a value offered for us.
Mm-hmm. And think that more or less every day you have to offer something new, something interesting, something attractive. So in this way, customers are going to be your best friends.
Or, as we see at the next tip, next star, engage your users. Ask them questions, reply to the comments, try to catch their attention. How? Well, for example, hello everybody, dearest clients. Next week I'm going to show you something wonderful, mm-hmm. something special. But let's see if you can imagine what it is. Let's see if you can guess what I'm going to show. And I'm going to write a tip, one tip every day. The winner will have this product free, for example.
Mm-hmm. So the customers are waiting for this new mail or new photo or new content. And something that I like when I see a web page, for example, related to business or a shop or something that someone is selling, is that I would like to see that content must be organized. And something that I like a lot is that I don't want to see too much information. I need the necessary information, the information I need for this moment and for this product.
For example, you can contact one of your clients and ask him or her to make a unpackaging video
mm-hmm.
where he or she can talk about the greatest feature of your product.
Okay, and the last star is related to the different channels I've got in my hands or with a click. So choose the best channels for your business.
That's crucial. That's vital. Not all the channels are the best for you. Why? Because unless you have a very great community manager, you have no time, you can't afford spending most of your time at internet, on internet. So choose the right one. Are you willing to sell your products to young people? Where are the young people? For example, now on Instagram, then your channel is Instagram, for example.
There are more tips, but of course you can think about them if you want when the lesson is finished. And there is something that you must have in a clear way in your mind. Establish a web presence.
Always. And now, like always, it's time to listen to the quote from Apurb Dubey.
The price tag you put on yourself decides your worth. Underestimating yourself will cost you dearly.
Customer is very important, but you as well.
We have listened to Apurb Dubey's words.
He is the founder and CEO of Crayon Systems, a fast-growing software company.
And he is also famous for his best-selling book, The Flight of Ambition.
As we could listen in the beginning of the lesson, if you work, you ask for money, you'll never make it. But if you love what you're doing and you always put the customer first, success will be yours. This sentence is from Ray Kroc, responsible for the fast food chain known as McDonald's. And putting the customer first, in simple terms, means that a business puts the needs and requirements of a customer ahead of anything and everything else.
So, now you know, customer first, and you have to be active online. And now, it's time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.